You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key? I see Esk, Katarl, and Pigga. There doesn't seem to be any key. Oof. All this computer hacking is making me thirsty. I think I'll order a tab. Oh, no time for that now. The computer's starting. Up, I'm wearing a towel.
I wash my hand from the possessed blood.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to Erk FM Metal Monday, episode 176. Erk FM Metal Monday starts now. Going to continue my theme from last week, my mystery theme. It's unbearable. I don't think anybody's actually worked out what the theme is yet. If they have worked it out, they haven't told me. So the theme is going to continue this week, and I'll tell you what it is at the end of this non-stop block of 15 tracks in a row. From close enough to Calgary, we are going to feature a band called Inner Surge with a song called Crossing the Line. Have you got the theme yet? This is Erk on Erk FM Metal Monday, erkfmmetalmonday.com. This is Inner Surge.
We'll be right back. you'll never see me falling.
we should settle every guitar conversation. Live is free, but do not use your freedom as a cover of liberty. Live as servants of God. We'll be right back.
snakes and flames across the desert plains. The eagle flies majestic in the sky. The spirit will make you love the red rocks bathed in blood and the land where so many warriors have died. Above in Arizona skies, from the fires of hell, like the phoenix, your soul will rise. But it's a place we're proud to call home. The sun sets every night, watching canvases go by, each painted by the Great Spirit's hands. Above in Arizona skies, from the fires of hell, like the phoenix, your soul will rise. Arizona, take it all. Across the desert plains, the eagle flies majestic in the sky. The spirit will make you love the red rocks bathed in blood and the land where so many warriors have died. Above in Arizona sky, the fires of hell, like the phoenix, your soul will rise. Arizona, take me home. Up above in Arizona skies, from the fires of hell,
close my eyes, shut my eyes. No matter sympathize. We can sympathize. We've hurt their lives. We'll concentrate on things that are better. Improve, evolve, evolve. That's a bit who is better. It's just you and me. It's this time and space. I've never known your name, but I will always know your. It's just you and me. It's this time and space. I've never known your name, but I will always know your face. No matter what you do, I can't close my eyes. I can't close my eyes. Shut my eyes. No matter what's your problem, we can sympathize. We can sympathize. We've hurt their lives. We concentrate on things that are better. Improve, evolve, evolve. That's a new is better. It's just you and me. It's this time and space. I've never known your name, but I will always know your. It's just you and me. It's this time and space. Never known your name, but I will always know your face.
Senses fail, and so do I. 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 I've never known your name, but I will always know your. It's just you and me. It's this time and space. I've never known your name, but I will always know your face.
From multiple sources, not just gravity. I can't help but think that there's something to it, 'cause I'm drawn to you the way you're drawn to me. Oh yeah, see the sides of us when we are together. Light and heat, we generate a feel. So we are.
Maybe like a star.
You have been listening to Irk on Irk FM Metal Monday. Have you got the theme yet? You might not have the theme yet from this week and also from last week. Sometimes a little bit of context would help. And I'll tell you the songs and the bands that you've just heard opening up the episode. Some of these song titles might actually give you a bit of a clue. To start with, we heard Inner Surge with their song Crossing the Line, and then Black Days Down with their song Distant Measures, Black Chapel with Frozen, Bloodstained Carpet with We Are Victorious, and then Seasons of the Wolf, Victim of Darkness, Circle 7 after that with their song Semi-Falling, Encore after that with their song Bloodless, Antihero with their song Unpretty, Legacy with their song Red, White and Blue, Kaboom! That was a clue, by the way. Redliner with their song Knock Me Down, War Machine with their song Moving On, St. Madness, who I know I have played on Irk FM Metal Monday before with their song Arizona, This Too Shall Burn with their song Shut My Eyes. The penultimate song we heard, it was supposed to be a little bit more harder than what it actually turned out to be, so I thought. Freddie with the song Massive, and the song that we just heard from Righteous Sin with their song One Voice. Now, if I tell you something a little bit more about the bands, and I've gone in a specific order, you may indeed be able to figure out the theme. Well, you may not know it already, and you mightn't tell me. We heard from Inner Surge, who I borrowed close enough to Calgary, I think. They're an aggressive, thought-provoking band from Canada. The band's music is crafted to reward music listeners who demand more than the mundane, watered-down offerings of the modern music industry. They've been described as, quote, one of the best imports that Canada has to offer. So I'm not sure where they are from originally. They were formed way back in 2001. Over this last couple of weeks, I've used music exclusively from my music supplier, AirPlay Direct, as a way to try and find bands from certain locations for a certain theme. But as a result, we've had a bit of more old-school rock and metal on this episode and also last week's episode. And so they've had... they've had an extensive career by the looks of this bio. Links on the show notes, as always, irkfmmetalmonday.com. Their influences include Tool, Refused, Dead Can Dance, Skinny Puppy, Slayer, Machine Head, and Pink Floyd. We then move on to Black Days Down from somewhere in Minnesota. That's all I can tell you about them, unfortunately. Their influences include Seva, Breaking Benjamin, Nonpoint, Chevelle, and Tool. Then we move on to Los Angeles and a king of a band, and they were called Black Chapel. The song was called Frozen. I hate icing. They have, again, another extensive history. They were formed in 2002. They had undergone a number of musical style changes before the band realised that whatever they tried sounded and felt like everyone else and everybody else and everything else. They were working off a steady diet of Slayer, Sepultura, Dream Theater and Cannibal Corpse covers. They knew that their destinies lied elsewhere. The thrash and intensity were there, but if used incorrectly, they would fall down into the depths of mediocre thrash and death metal that so many bands find themselves in. And so after the arrival of the keyboardist Ben, the band's sound started to emerge as a force that no one was quite prepared for. They've played in the LA area in a lot of the historical and big venues there, including Whiskey A Go-Go, The Knitting Factory and Key Club. They've opened for Camelot, Divine Hersey, and a lot more. They've honed their live shows into a fearless mosh pit, conquering the progressive and thrash metal audiences. And so they've won quite a few awards, including best keyboards, best male vocals, best drums, best production, best melody, best potential movie soundtrack, and best original band from GarageBand.com, as well as a number of internet radio stations. And so that was Blackchapel from Los Angeles. Then we moved on to the Dallas-Fort Worth area with Bloodstained Carpet. They were originally generated in 1998. The sound was influenced by death metal bands such as Morbid Angel, Devilment, and a mix of classic metal rock such as Pantera and Metallica. And at the end of 2002, they decided that this could be more, and they united in 2003 as a four-piece. They've had various lineup changes, people coming into the band, people leaving the band, and that sort of thing. And the last time we heard from them, they were a five-piece. Then we move on to Florida, and we heard from Seasons of the Wolf. And their debut was in 1988. Their first album was in 1997, so they certainly took a long time to get their first debut album out there. Their influences include Cult, Iron Maiden, Alice Cooper, Thin Lizzy, Black Sabbath, Pink Floyd, and Tangerine Dream. Can't tell you too much of those guys based on that bio. Circle 7 after that, close enough to Philadelphia. And Circle 7 combines haunting and sometimes twisted lyrics with a heavy rock sound. The sound is beat-driven, blended with melodic undertones and killer guitars. They were formed in April 2009. And so they performed at the first annual Fayette County Jam for Toys in December 2009. And then one of their members made a comment about Kurt Cobain and Nirvana on Zed Talk Radio. They got them taken off the air. And then there was a difference of opinion between that band member and the rest of the band. There was a shake-up of the band. Some members left, other members joined, and a good time was had by all. That's another clue. Then we heard from Anchor from Colorado, and they have dedicated their lives to pursuing music and to prove themselves. They want you to see that there's no gimmicks. What you see is what you should get and what you expect. Blood, passion, emotion, and metal. And so they're from Colorado. Colorado. That's not a clue. And then we went up to a band that I'm using for Ottawa. They might not be from Ottawa. They might be from Toronto, for instance. Anti-Hero. And Anti-Hero is a female-fronted alt-rock, hard-rock, punk-rock band. And if you know me well, you know that I love my female-fronted bands. And according to their bio, keeping her mouth shut is something that Anti-Hero's frontwoman, Rose Perry, has never been able to master. Growing up as a troubled and confused youth, music was the one outlet in which she could gain total acceptance. Never succumbing to negative temptation, she sought refuge through her artistic endeavours in the hope that the experience she went through would one day serve as inspiration for her listeners. Acting not only as a band comprised of four extremely talented musicians, but rather the voice of a generation, Anti-Hero has captured issues of societal prominence through the lyrics of their hard-hitting, catchy, rock-infused anthems. And so one magazine called them the 21st century's answer to Nirvana. Speaking of Nirvana that we were speaking of a little bit earlier on. So that was Anti-Hero from somewhere up there in Canada, in Ontario, not exactly sure where. Some of these bands don't necessarily list where they're from, which doesn't help. Then we moved over to Columbus, the All-Star Columbus area. And it's an area that wasn't really on my radar until basically the start of this hockey season. Is another clue. But Columbus, Ohio, yeah, if I'm in the States, this would be one area that I'd want to check out, get my photo taken with a cannon. Good times had by all. Legacy, we heard the song Red, White and Blue, very appropriate considering Columbus and their Blue Jackets. You must have the theme by now. If you haven't got the theme, smack yourself around the head. These guys are actually Christian metal. They began, or the band's formation started in 1987. Eric Adams, a youth minister, felt called to build and manage a band that could not only rock your face off, but could share the love of God while doing so. And so he already had some members on board, and then he was looking by, he's looking for a singer. And so they were undecided by a name. They fluctuated between Christius's, Threshold and Cross. Yeah, I see what they did there. So what did they decide on? They decided on Legacy, so I'm not sure how they did that. They made no bones about being a Christian metal band. The music was important, with a sizzling salvo of heavy guitars, thunderous rhythms, melodic hooks and layered harmonies. They placed equal, if not more, importance on their message, making sure that their lyrics cleave true to who they were as men of faith. And so they've had amusing road stories. Here we go. This is an interesting story. En route to a show in Illinois, John engaged in his usual quirk of practicing air drums on the steering wheel while listening to some tunes. Only this time he was practicing with a pen. Now, what drummer doesn't practice air drums whenever they can? Like a scene in some slapstick comedy, the tip went flying off, and unbeknownst to John, who didn't realise what had happened until he had air-drummed ink all over the roof of the truck, himself, and pretty much everything else in the cabin in one big black splatterific mess. But all was not light and laughter. Back in the 1980s, Christian metal was considered controversial, labelled as blasphemous by conservative believers who lambasted bands for weeding what they deemed the devil's music to the holy gospel. Protesters repeatedly rallied at their shows, spewing their judgmental bullets, but Legacy simply ignored the laments of the extremists and marched on with their mission to rock for the rock and sound a call for all those heavy metal loving believers striving to stay strong in a cold, dark, dying world. Kaboom, 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 Legacy, good time had by all. Then we heard from Redliner from New Jersey, and they are a band looking to define melodic hard rock in the tri-state area. They were formed in the summer of 2007. They're melodic, modern hard rock with old school imagination, and their influences include Rush, Black Sabbath, Life of Agony, Led Zeppelin and Puddle of Mud. And so they've had a range of shows as well. They were formed in the summer of 2007. They spent months moulding together what would become the Redliner sound. And in the winter of 2008, they were happy with their lineup and then continued on. Then we heard from War Machine from Toronto. I'm not quite sure if people throw their shirts onto the stage when these guys play, but these guys hail from Toronto. They're a promising young four-piece hard rock heavy metal band. Their music incorporates classic heavy metal influenced riffs, intertwining them with tasteful, catchy dual guitar melodies and harmonies, along with exceptional soloing and soaring vocals. They released their debut album, The Beginning of the End, in 2006. And so they've got influences such as Queen, Rush, Megadeth, Metallica, Extreme, and Iron Maiden. Hopefully these guys can go up the ladder instead of down the ladder. That was War Machine from Toronto. Then we heard from St. Madness from Arizona, who we have heard before here on IRC FM Metal Monday. And the song that we heard was Arizona. They have released at least 7 full-length records since they were formed in May 2093. What? I swear I can't read sometimes. St. Madness released at least 7 full-length albums since forming in May 1993. And so they've performed not only at traditional metal shows, but they've also played at the Glendale Arena, which may or may not be a certain stadium for a certain sporting event, I'm not sure. But they were playing at Rage in the Cage in front of 8,000 people, and that was some sort of Ultimate Fighting championship. And so their influences include Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath, Slayer, Pantera, Black Label Society, and Iron Maiden. We then move on to This Too Shall Burn, and they're from North Carolina. Unfortunately, I can't tell you anything about them. They say that they sound like fuel-injected hard rock, freight train melodic, and powerful. The penultimate song was from Freddie from Alberta. I'd like to think that he was somewhere from Edmonton, possibly, not sure. But I really had to search hard for somewhere in the Edmonton area. Not sure if he is or not. Puts himself in the rock, pop rock, and alternative combinations. He's had airplay and film and TV placements, including on the ABC hit show Men in Trees and a Sony feature film called Winners. 3 singles from the album and an original Christmas song spun at over 50 commercial top 40 and hot adult contemporary stations in Canada. And so, if you like that sort of music, that's good, because I know a lot of members of the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org, Music Podcasting Made Easy, specialise in this sort of music. I was hoping that the song would be a little bit harder than what it actually turned out to be, but I was looking for a certain location, and Freddie was closest to Edmonton that I could find. And our final band, not sure if they're from Buffalo or not. They are definitely from New York, New York. What a wonderful town. And they have discovered a loyal fan base. They've become regulars in major New York City clubs. While their performances included covers from Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Black Sabbath, and Ozzy Osbourne, they would also include their original songs in the set. It was due to the overwhelming positive response from fans that inspired the band to record their original songs. And so they had stayed together for a couple of years. They had a long 12-year hiatus, and then they came back, and again, good time is had by all. So have you worked out the theme yet? Have you worked out the theme yet? This is going to be a bit of an anticlimax, but what I did over the 2 weeks, I tried to select bands from the cities who play in the National Hockey League. Okay, that's what I tried to do. And I tried to base the locations on the places where these people play hockey, and I tried to have the order in which the competition is at the moment. But of course, I had to do that over 2 weeks. And so last week, the episode started up with a band from Nashville, and then we went down to Anaheim, St. Louis, Montreal, Tampa Bay, Long Island, etc., etc. And so we did the top 15, and then this week I did the bottom 15. But I had to make a couple of adjustments because teams have gone up and down, noticeably Calgary and Boston. In that time, all I was doing was just looking for some music from different locations from the One Music Supplier using a theme which I wanted you to guess. Did you guess? I'm not sure, but I hope you enjoyed it anyway. Anywho, I'm Erk. Thanks for listening. Back to some sort of regular music next week, and not a theme like this. Don't forget to check out Ray from Dark Compass, who is rapidly approaching episode 666, and also check out Kimmy from the Metal Deli. And in fact, speaking of 66 minutes past 6 and 666 episodes of Dark Compass, I'm going to play this song to finish up. This is indeed the band who I'm about to play now. You know the band. 66 Minutes Past 6 by Evil Scarecrow. I'm Mac, you've been wonderful. This is 66 Minutes Past 6, and I'll see you next week. Good on Interweb. Thanks for listening.
charging batteries is needed now. The disc all consumers will be busy due to rebel scum. Universe are driven by two keepy-deepy-deepy-deep. The Daleks empty home and they couldn't chase me up the stairs. So I took my ripple, what's a job? Wish it would have stopped my wife. Imagine Trump suspended by a man with a son. And what a job is then, it's hoping you're a perm. Not even a stroke, but you're in a stroke. Thank you, son, for giving kind. And the ten of colors see him nine. Undefeated battle warning, honey, shut up for a time. I battle, don't you worry, choose a wine, choose a wine, my wife. Every William Shatter, I consider as me who I was supposed to return. Bring a film, I'm playing a castle for a son. I will have my face still in silence since the day is that his spirit is every drop will call me out. I have rebuilt the truck. Titanium, I am Cyborg Champion. I am Robotatron. I am Robotatron. Exoskeleton Titanium.